Welcome to Season 2, Episode 7, and this is a special episode as March begins Women's Month.
Yes! Yay! Woo!
And we have all ladies on this episode, except for our host, who is the only man to survive the Achilles tendon shot by Achilles himself, Dr. D.
Yes. Hello, all, and welcome to Winging It. I am your host, Dr. D, and it's my pleasure to be hosting ladies tonight, ladies night tonight, with so many funny ladies. If you are listening on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review and click subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube, please like, leave a comment, and click the red subscribe button. And if you're listening to us on iHeartRadio or Pandora, please give us a thumbs up. And now it is time to introduce these funny ladies. We have 5 of them on tonight. I believe they're all panelists we've had on before. Or contestants we've had on before. I'm pretty sure I know that. Coming to us from Japan, you can find her on Instagram at Sonest Stevens. Please welcome Sonest Stevens.
Thank you.
Sonest, tell us something great that happened in your week.
Great that happened in my week. I'm a woman in Japan, so I'm used to getting minimized. And I didn't get a pay raise because my breasts are too big.
That would not happen at my company. please welcome from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You can find her on Instagram at Maureen Fergusor. Please welcome Maureen Ferguson.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Maureen, people that are watching this can see you have a lot of books behind you. What's your favorite book on the spot?
You know what? This is just filler.
Okay, so you've never read a book before. Okay, got it. and coming to us from New York City, you can find her on Instagram at Miss Spartacus. Please welcome Lindsay Barnes. Lindsay Barnes, what's the name of the first boy you kissed?
Max,
oh. I remember him well. I'm
protecting his last name.
Coming to us from Brooklyn, New York, you can find her on Instagram at Poor Potato Face. Please welcome Meg Felling.
Thanks, Dr. D. Hey, if it's ladies' night, does that mean that we all get half cover charge and we all get free drinks?
Sure. Whatever you want, Meg.
Yay!
Meg, the next time we're together, I'll buy you a drink. There you go.
Yay! If that ever happens.
If we're ever allowed out of our houses again. And coming to us from Connecticut, you can find her on Instagram at Carly Polistina. Please welcome Carly Polistina. Carly, what was your favorite song in high school?
Oh, my favorite song in high school was probably Us by Regina Spektor.
I've never heard of that. Okay. I just wanted to highlight the age difference between Carly and I. and now to our prompts. Pickup lines James Mack uses at bars. Pickup lines you will hear from James Mack at your local bar or club or place where he meets ladies. So, Ness.
I got dress blues at my house.
Maureen.
I thought you should know I'm a veteran of that ass.
Lindsay.
You want to go invent the Italian chandelier?
Meg.
I may not be a Big Mac, but I could be your value meal.
Oh.
Carly.
The military is not the only thing I can be in.
I think you should actually use that one, James.
I'm taking notes as they go.
So, Ness.
Want to wing in it and chill?
Maureen.
Hey, want to come to my place and discuss the Treaty of Versailles and how it not only exacerbated the woes of an already fragile post-war Germany, but also inadvertently caused the Great Depression? Baby.
it's the baby that sells that line. Lindsay.
PTSD stands for post-traumatic sexy dude.
Meg.
Everything's bigger in Texas. So if I'm not up for tonight, blame it on New Jersey.
Carly.
Hey, that's as forward as I can be because I'm Irish Catholic.
Sonas.
You like foreign accents? Because this is my real accent.
Maureen.
Do you have the time? Because I have a tight 5 minutes for you, and I am not talking comedy.
Lindsay.
I'm a Southern gentleman, so I'll let you open carry your own firearm.
Meg.
I'm a veteran, so I know a lot about invading territories, even if I don't know what I'm doing down there.
Ah, Carly.
We can go anywhere. I'm just winging it.
Oh, we hit all the James Mack tropes. I love it. Good job. Things you can say about food, but not your significant other. Things you can say about food, but not your significant other. Maureen.
Well, it's been in too long. All the moisture's gone. Now it's just drying up.
Ooh. Lindsay.
It's just not hot enough to put in my mouth.
Meg.
I think this one might be past its expiration date.
Carly.
There's a lot of extra fat on this.
Hey, Sonas.
I am not paying for these small portions.
Maureen.
This rump is just too chewy for my liking.
Lindsay.
It looks better than it tastes.
Meg.
Ew, there's little white hairs growing on it.
Carly.
I just wish it were cheesier.
Sonas.
I don't eat meat.
Maureen.
Good legs, nice, full body, but honestly, I just prefer something younger.
Oh. Lindsay.
It's always better with the white sauce. And hot tip, the white sauce is just mayo.
Meg.
This doesn't smell right.
Carly.
I can put all of this in my mouth.
Sonas.
This is well past the sell-by date.
All right, good job. Lines you'll never hear on a nature show. What are some lines you'll never hear on a nature show? Lindsay.
A rare sighting of the infamous chocolate starfish.
Meg.
And now you'll see the mail. Ask for consent.
In the wild, they never do that. You're right. Carly.
And the tiger is looking around right now for an outlet for his phone.
Sonas.
The ocean, teeming with litter.
Maureen.
Now this is really special. We get to witness the moment where the elder silverback gorilla decides America's next top model.
Lindsay.
After mating, the lobster sometimes will eat his mate, and his mother wonders why he's still single.
Meg.
Watch as the female traps her mate into paying 18 years of child support.
Carly.
This parakeet is very rare in that it is the top Instagram influencer of Amazon.
Sonas.
We are standing in the tundra, formerly known as New York City.
Maureen.
In the winter months when food is scarce, the lions of the savannah rely on their Blue Apron subscription for sustenance.
Lindsay.
Sure, the chameleon is great, but nothing quite compares to the camouflage of a woman over 40.
Feel that, Lindsay. Feel it.
Meg.
The mating is brief, but watch as the male assures his partner that it's only because she's so pretty.
Can I use that excuse? Does that work?
Yeah, Carly. It's right up there with it's good for your hair.
I got to write both of these down. I've never used either of those. Carly.
What we see here is the alpha lion making everyone else feel bad because it is a vegan.
So nice.
Watch as the Sasquatch takes selfies with his adoring fans.
And Maureen.
Though the cheetah is a formidable foe, that antelope could have survived had he have not been such a goddamn pussy.
All right. Good job, ladies. Bad songs to lose your virginity to. What are some bad songs to lose your virginity to? Meg.
Any meatloaf song ever.
Carly.
Pomp 'em Circumstance.
That sounds all too real for Carly. I don't know. She said that with conviction. So, Ness.
Lack of comprehension.
Maureen.
Happy birthday being sung by your grandparents.
I hope you were in the other room. Lindsay.
The theme song to The Lone Ranger.
Oh, God.
Meg.
Disrespect your surroundings.
Carly.
Us by Regina Spector.
So nice.
Shut Up by Christina Aguilera. Just shut up. Shut the F up. Okay.
Maureen.
We are family.
Yes. Lindsay.
The Macarena.
Meg.
Baby shark doo doo.
Carly.
We are never getting back together.
Sonas.
Puke by Eminem. You don't know how sick you make me.
Maureen.
Basically anything in the R. Kelly catalog.
And Lindsay.
We are farmers. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
All right, good job. Unlikely lines from a travel show. What are some things you won't hear on your favorite travel show? Carly.
And this is going to be the point of the journey where you're going to get really mad at your boyfriend because he should have known where you were turning.
Sonas.
This week on Dictatorship's Travel Show, we are here in friendly North Korea.
Maureen.
Well, I've had diarrhea since I arrived.
So true. Lindsay.
Up next, the best body cavity in which to hide your drugs.
Meg.
This is the most beautiful landmark that isn't worth it.
Carly.
This is the perfect vista where you can take a picture that you could have downloaded on Google.
I hope it's the picture of a woman standing at Machu Picchu, like every dating profile ever. So, Ness.
North Korea's delicious cuisine, injogolgi, means man-made meat, and it is delicious.
Maureen.
Don't forget to remove your shoes as we enter the sacred temple of Honey Boo Boo.
Lindsay.
Need a break from Vegas after your last girls' trip? Have you tried Saudi Arabia?
Meg.
Fun fact, they hate women here too.
Carly.
Tourist trap? No way. This is exclusively tourists you could have just stayed home to see.
So, Ness.
This week in the travel show, I'm in... Where are we?
Maureen.
While staying in North Korea, don't forget to never leave.
Lindsay.
But like, you know about the Thailand boys, right?
Meg.
The smell of garbage here is the best in the world.
All right, good job.
Yeah. And Maureen won. Tell her what she won.
We weren't going to be unfair to anybody. It's all women. Maureen, congratulations on winning. You win.
Awesome. Thank you.
You win 2 unadulterated minutes to woman-splain to all the men out there.
Oh, finally.
No, seriously, go ahead. You got 2 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Well, I feel like I haven't really had a lot going on in my life. So that's interesting. What I can talk about is what I have been doing a lot lately, probably like many others. I've been getting groceries delivered to my house, which has been great. And I don't want to sound ungrateful. Somebody's doing that job, and I'm sure it's a really stressful, hard job. But I had this situation where if you've used this service before, you know that they have to make some like replacements sometimes. They're out of what you ordered. So I ordered just a half a pound of pepper roast turkey lunch meat. Okay. They didn't have it. You think it's a grocery store. I'm sure there's lots of options. This dude, and I mean, I don't actually know he's a dude. I'm just assuming he's a dude. You'll know why in a few minutes. He replaces that half a pound of turkey with a whole pre-made hoagie. And I feel like this dude is like, just maybe some like stoner dude who's like, you just got turkey? Like, lady, you didn't even get bread or like pickles or lettuce. I'm gonna do you a solid and I'm just gonna get you a sandwich. You can thank me later. And that's how I ended up with a $9 not fresh sandwich. So that's my time. Thank you.
That is so true. I will take that on behalf of men. That was definitely a man that was like, yeah, I'll just make your whole hoagie and send it on. You know? It's a way to a man's heart, a good hoagie. All right. You can find these funny ladies all over the internet. You can find Soness Stevens on Instagram at Soness Stevens. There's a lot of S's. Soness Stevens. That's all the S's in Soness Stevens. Our winner for tonight, Maureen Ferguson. You can find her on Instagram at Maureen Fergusor. MaureenFergusaur on Instagram. Lindsay Barnes, you can find her on Instagram at Miss Spartacus, which has almost as many S's as Soness Stevens. It's MissSSPartacus. Whew. Meg Felling, you can find on Instagram at Poor Potato Face, PoorPotatoFace. Leave off the last E on potato. And Carly Polistina, you can find her on Instagram at Carly Polistina, CarlyPolistina. Whoo, that's a lot of spelling. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening tonight. Be sure to follow Wingin' It on Instagram at Wingin' It Comedy, WINGINIT Comedy. Wingin' It is a production of Headspace and Timing Comedy. I am your host, Dr. D, and we'll see you next time, hopefully.